How much is left on my thing?
I'll pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What number?
188. If I got enough on me, I'll pay for it today.
188. Miserable morning again.
Oh yeah, it's getting quite cold. We're in room for some snow.
Well, we're supposed to get it right, but it didn't snow yet. Please don't wait. My son got to come in yet.
Where's he? Where is he?
He's at university yet.
Is he?
He's coming in a fortnight Saturday gone. So it mustn't snow actually. Can't wait for him to be stuck up there.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting mad. $6.99.
Yeah, I'll pay for that then.
All right. What was it? You had pennies.
Yeah.
Number and.
Yeah, it's alright. That's alright.
So $6.99, please.
There's another one there.
Yeah, I'm going to say there should be another.
Oh, my meow bag.
Oh, sure it didn't.
Sorry, I forgot to bring it down.
What's the matter with these bloody pens? Neither of them do right. Oh, here we go. It must have been a bit cold.
Yeah.
It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, cold. Thanks then, Diane.
I was only going to cross it off and use it again.
You ain't got no men's slippers, have you? Not really.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Right then. Don't worry. All right. Never mind. Ta-da, Diane. Bye. Yes, my dear.
We're talking about whether we should be going out to work or now.
No.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, cheese.
I feel like I could be contributing towards actually a bit more. I must admit that. I do feel as though I could be pulling my weight a bit, especially when Chris worries about money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like, well, shit, really, I'm stuck there. I mean, like, today, I ain't got my daughter's doomsday, really. I mean, I've lit that house yesterday. I've got, like, odds and ends. It'll probably take me about an hour in total. Yeah, I mean, I have got to get myself ready tonight for work, I suppose. I mean, we've got to be ready at four, haven't we? Which means we'll have to be ready before we get to the
school. Yeah. My pocket. Got nothing in there, sweetheart. I didn't get no sweeties.
Good afternoon, everybody, innit? Mm.
Yeah, go on then. Done a shop. Yeah. Got an Axo Penny thing. Now I've got to get her some bloody shoes. Keep them in her feet. New
what
pair.
Size is she
13 and a half. That's blinking. That's Clark's new pair, September.
What's the what? 3 months bloody
growing room.
There.
Yeah.
I make a piss back. Got the receipt?
I don't know. Wait, I know. I don't think I have.
I have the receipt. If you have, say, here you are, 3 months growing room. She's there, maybe she's pinching. I think somebody did that. I think they did that.
If don't, it's September, October.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Our Matt was moaning, his, he got made suede boots, and he was moaning the front bit of his coming away from the sole this morning. And I said, don't bloody pull it! They got to last until after spotting Christmas. They got no more money.
She's trying to save them. Wait till, you know, you got Christmas, you got all day.
Yeah.
Have a new pair
her after. Well, if they're hurting, you can't do much about it, can you? She ain't got a pair of trainers or anything.
Yeah, she's got like your school daps. Not they're black, they're white ones, lace up ones. You know, like little pumps.
Them for my gal.
And, she said, oh yeah, but the laces is too short. So I thought, well, I'll get some other laces.
Yeah, put a longer pair of laces
in. Yeah. And say, wear those.
Yeah.
Because that's what she was going to wear Christmas Day with her shell suit. Because I thought, well, she ain't one for wearing trainers, Nat. Cause she won't wear trainers if her feet smell. She won't. She won't wear them.
Shop.
Oh, I got some on me. What are you doing with my shoes?
What?
What are you doing? I got a lighter.
Right. Got yours up yet?
No, not yet.
A bit early yet, but I don't want
to. No, I don't either. I'm not like not into Christmas at all. I can't have it.
It don't seem right, does it? It just.
Oh my God, I don't think I'm gonna cry now. In it though, don't you think it's all a fucking farce? I do. Do you know what? We spent, listen, let me tell you this. We spent a Christmas in Hungary, right? There are Christmases, right? Christmas Eve, the snow was out on the road, clearing the snow. It was that deep. It was up over their window. And it drifted, right? They got a tree, a third of the size of that, on a table. They put it up on a table. And underneath the tree, they have got one present to each member of the family from each member of the family. Right, that is it. One present. It may be a box of chocolates, you know, or a box of cigars, something like that. The children wake up Christmas morning, they have a bag, which is about that big, right, full of sweets and bits and pieces, little toy cars and things. And they have one main present, right? And I'll tell you what, the festivity over there, is well, the atmosphere is yeah. 10 times better than one. Because it's not overdone,
oh,
because there's no
popped.
Big glory about it, yeah. They're so much more relaxed that, well,
it's
Christmas
much,
day, yeah.
Yeah.
The festivity's gone from this. All it is an excuse to drink,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but you've just been calm, mind. I mean, for us now, because we're the parents, it's a bag of shit, isn't it, Christmas?
Yeah.
For the kids, it's like...
Yeah, but over there...
Mountain bike.
Yeah, but over there, what I'm saying
but
is that
like
they're,
even
for the parents, it's so relaxed. Yeah. It's so, and they wake up Christmas morning and they put a tray out. The first thing they do, last thing at night, Christmas Eve, is they put a big tray out. And on the tray, they got, they're called kuchas. And they're like chocolate biscuits. They're like biscuits, right? And that gets lined with every member of the house. If there's 10 in that house, that particular night, that gets lined around the outside of the tray, right? And then inside of that, again, they have a circle of the wine. And then they have, like, whatever drink they got in the middle. And the first thing that happens Christmas Day morning is they get up and that gets poured. And the tray goes round.
Yeah.
You sit down and the tray... That's it, though. That's all you, that is it. That's your Christmas drink. That goes round the rooms and then the presents come out. It's brilliant, I'll tell you. And you look out the window and the snow's there and...
It's sort of gone in 5 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It gets up bloody in the middle of the night.
Well, she
won't. Our Christmas up. Yeah, our Christmas up. Woke up about
Well, Nat woke up at half past one. She was awake then all night. She kept coming in.
Right. I haven't even finished putting my lot in by then.
And then, so by half past four, I just about had enough light. So 5 o'clock, I says, well, for Christ's sake, come on, open your stocking now, like. And I'm waking her up, and he's down, I ain't doing enough light. I was like, oh, come on, it's 5 o'clock. Oh. Well, by 6 o'clock, we're downstairs. Half past six
is
all.
I wish I could be like it, because I'm so unorganised. Christmas morning, 5 o'clock, I'm not even dressed.
Well, then by half past ten o'clock, I'm down here, look. And then Nat sees her dad at 11. Yeah, leave it then, Dan. And then I come down here all morning, goes down and have my dinner. Or done the dinner, I sit down and have my Christmas dinner. Then go to sleep all afternoon. Well, I don't usually have about an hour. Go to sleep for an hour. Oh, Nat does. She's terrible.
Mine, I woke mine up this morning, 8:15.
Yeah, well, I got to wake her up school mornings. But no, Christmas Eve.
I don't usually wake her earlier. It don't usually make any difference to her. Because
I
think because they don't go
off
to sleep so early.
Because
they're later going off
because they're
excited. They tend to sleep in a bit.
Yeah.
I got our
children
getting our
hoops. Oh, I don't put it up there. I don't even put it up there. Well, I don't know. I'm going to do it this year because this year she's chosen. I've got four. Right, there's two the same, which she usually has those. Like, she'll hang one up, I'll fill one up and just swap them over.
Oh,
so this year. She chose a big one like I got for Arif last year. Of course, I ain't got a double of that, so I'm going to have to take it off, fill it up, and then put it back on. In case my younger retinar is going to say he's going to put his Santa outfit on. And do it in case she opens her eyes. Had a Christmas down at play school.
Drink.
Yeah. brought down. Yeah, you're on it.
She's gone out, ain't she?
Right.
She's real different,
ain't you? Oh, we didn't have a shot yesterday. She went out and
Oh, Charlie shut her up
at Christmas
funeral. When we went to Christmas funeral, she said something or other about pointing at the fact that I shouldn't have been there, really, because I didn't know her. And Charlie said she does know, she did know her. And she said, oh, well, Rose never spoke about her. Some words to that effect. And Chris said, the reason Arma never spoke about her is because you never showed your face in here anyway. So when was the last time you've seen on that? Like, she shut straight up, like, you know, I thought fair play to him. She's like saying that I shouldn't have been there because I didn't know her. And yet she hadn't set foot in the house for a fucking year, like, you know. She's a horrible cow. And like when we went in the church, when we went in the crematoria, we had it up on the big one up on the hill, was it Arnold's? And we went in and like the vicar greets you at the door, didn't he? And she was like bum-sucking up to the vicar, like, you know, she's real fucking holier than thou. You know, she, oh, birds of the song. You know, and oh, I have to go to find you. And there's me lad by that. In this world that I hate, it's got to be the religious.
Most people keep their religions to themselves,
yeah,
don't they?
I
wouldn't know.
I don't think religion's gone out the door, to be honest with you. I don't think any religion is anywhere near as important in life as it used to be. No, bloody don't. I reckon it's all far off. Another bloody far off, isn't it?
It's just another way of...
I think the only people, right, the only people that go to church, the religious people, are ones that have something to feel shameful about. They go because they need to cover some sort of guilt. I'm convinced of that now. The more people that I know, I mean, Viv, of all people, Viv is now turned to
Viv. That way,
have you ever heard anything so stupid in all your life? I mean, she committed all the sins under the sun.
Adultery.
Yeah, adultery, leaving her child.
That is the one worst sin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Adultery.
And she is now going up picking the coffee. He'll forgive me for all my sins.
Bollocks,
isn't it? It's not the likes of the normal people like me and you that go to
church.
You might want to get older.
Come up, come on then.
They go to the Catholic school where your sister's kids go, right there. Right.
There's her, she's having her fifth child, she's got four kids, she's just about to have her fifth. And they are the most rude, arrogant, well,
not
yeah, him, I can't even bring myself to speak to him.
Their names, Magnus,
Berner,
Curlin,
and Tristan. So, Chris is what she'll have this then. Tristan and Tristan. What is what she'll have for this then? Bloody Theodore or something. Yeah, so much stupid. And they knocks on the door. Do you know what I mean? In most kids, it's like, it's high on my feet, high on my feet. About to say, they knock on the door. I want to play with Hannah. I want to play with Matthew. Matthew's got to come out and play with me. And it's my mum said I can have one of your sweets. Not, can I have one of your sweets, Mother? My mum said I can have one of your sweets.
Well, my actual reaction was, go down to your mother, get them.
There's never any please, there's never any thank you, there's nothing. I mean, they upset Frank, didn't they? Was it you he was talking to? When he was saying that all he'd done for him, and they virtually like turned their back on him. He got out there and all those winds and weathers won it and rebuilt their fence because their fence was falling out. And he came out apparently and said, I don't want you having anything else to do with my kids on it. I don't want you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Where's the thing?
And then there you are. And I mean, another one was that
okay. Oh, there he is. In your pocket. It's in your pocket.
Yeah. Now, that's another one. I could never stand her. I could never, ever tolerate her.
It's in your pocket.
Is that Christine still pregnant?
I don't know. I haven't seen her.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, she goes at your school now with her little girl.
There he is.
She wears a brown rain mask. Right?
Well, she's pregnant.
Yeah, great long, dark grey, greasy hair. And her pants are like that. And her ass like that. And she's walking down the road and she got like, it's from there. And it's like, right in front. She's walking down and she's going to try. She's ginormous. Never seen anything so great in my life.
Oh,
I've
got to go.
Yeah, it's that fire, Chef. That bloody fire burning.
I turned it off.
Where's Steve? Where's Steve?
My other son goes to the cupboard and I do a bit of hot Jack.
She could have sit around in a race for early Jack.
Bye.
4 o'clock then. 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye.
Ta-da.
Bye.
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 You leave that alone. I don't know her. Yeah. He's got his eye on that ashtray, won't he? No, I've never seen her before.
Could you leave my tea bag in a bit longer? I said, right, here's your cup. Put the tea bag in. I said, you're doing well.
Yeah, she likes her tea bag, her tea strong.
Do you want a coffee,
Karen? Yeah, I got this bit. She's good at school.
I don't know her.
Rough as assholes, but she'd do anything for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you come her at midnight one night, you got her out of bed, cut that up, I need someone to talk to, she'd be there.
Oh.
Yeah. When she bad? Good as bald, she is.
Yeah.
She's quite a laugh, really.
I parked right at the top.
I wonder where he was going. It was
I didn't have nothing out of mine. There's not a lot in there.
Quite nice.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was about the best one ever.
Your city's moved, bud.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was Kim sat there when I first come down the stairs. I didn't know. Didn't know her. No.
No, she had.
No.
No, it's you.
I
was
crazy when you had
that.
I got a coat on, but I'm not that. Test, is she?
Yeah. Wakamaka. Wakamakamaka.
He's good at school, didn't he? She ain't gonna wear them over 2 weeks. She ain't gonna wear them over Christmas,
no.
Look. She only got 3 weeks, well, three and a half weeks to go.
Out of them,
yeah.
Oh, see, no, no.
Not
bad,
it's
a thing,
no. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's Trey.
What's that?
That's pretty, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's alright, isn't it? She's thinned it out more than
what
cut it. My friend done it.
Yeah,
150, don't mind it.
Yeah,
she charged me a fiver for me for a perm. I always gives her like six, because I think, well, you know,
yeah,
she comes, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you?
What?
I guess too hot in mine.
Oh,
God, I do. I can't wear it. Oh, God, she
yeah.
Isn't she?
She never wore. Anybody watch that Prime Suspect last night?
No, I had Sky on. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
And they had that Ghost Wars, the light on as well.
Have
you ever seen
that? No. Oh, Alison, my mate was on about that.
Oh, it's terrible. I've seen it on video. It's really sad.
Is it? Get the saucepans out. I said, here it comes, get the saucepans out. What is it?
Everything's dee 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 dee.
Show mummy, what is it?
Me.
I don't know if it's a sweet or a... Dan, say Arthur. Say Gail. Say Natalie.
Say Caroline.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hey Matthew! Where is he? Matthew! And Katie? Katie? Where's Katie?
Thanks, bud.
I've got enough chatting.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So just today, didn't I? It was snow. Oh, no, you weren't with me.
I don't know where Neris is. You all talk about Neris.
I can't pick her at all bad. I don't know what it is about her. I don't like her. Very often I sort of...
I thought she's actually blank.
To me, she's sarcastic. It's almost the way she's talking to you. There's sarcasm there all the time, you know? She's like...
Oh, lovely, Dan. Yeah, mind me coffee. Yeah. Oh, put them out in the kitchen. Out in the kitchen. Yeah.
She turns off. I can't tolerate that. In the end, I crossed over today. I thought, oh, fuck you. I can't afford to associate with you. Like, I walked over and crossed over and walked over the other way. I can't stand her. Did Julie tell you about that? Abby's baby, or Abby, or whatever her name was.
You doing
that?
Oh, was that girl that was here? No. I've heard of Abby, yeah.
She got bronchitis.
Never. Oh, my God. You haven't heard of Karen's gone back in? No.
Yeah. Who's Karen?
My friend round the corner.
Can I tell you her baby's too small?
No.
She's 34.
She's not like 34 weeks and the baby's only 26. And she's got to stay in for the week at Southmead, then come over weekends and go back in.
Oh,
yeah, and she's... Yeah. And she says she's so fed up because to her there's nothing wrong with her, look.
No.
The baby did put on weight last week. But so, you know, what did you do in here all day?
See, they
so
did that with me, with Hannah, right? They, when she had a BPP done, what they call a BPP, where they do a profile of the baby.
I don't know. She's had stuff taken from the placenta and
that's
all that
it,
as well,
that's
yeah.
That's what I had. They told me they scared me this with Hannah. And they said that it might be that she just is small for size, or it might be that Katie is taking all the goodness from Hannah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they scared me. I mean, they were born 37 and a half weeks. Hannah's 5'13".
Good girl. Yeah. They reckon there's going to be 3.5 to 4 pounds.
It's going to be a pound different than what you
got. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
it's
5. Yeah.
Of course, she's worried because, like, she smokes a lot and she's saying, well, 30, that's her first. And they keep going on to her all the time. Like, and I said, well, don't worry about it. I don't know.
Actually, I mean, if she does feel good, perhaps she
yeah, well, she has. She has, yeah. She's gone from 20 to 5.
Oh,
yeah,
and it is 5. Do you know what I mean? It like,
yeah.
What I was just saying
to my back.
Yeah, I got there and
take
5
when we smoke 15, man.
Yeah,
I was lucky in that respect. I couldn't smoke when I was pregnant. It made me feel sick. I couldn't stand the smell of it. I had no urge to smoke at all. I went right off of smoking. Mm. And so I suppose in that respect, I was lucky. But I do feel sorry for these people that smoke and get pregnant because it must be ever so hard.
Yeah. I didn't smoke for the first 6 months and then I finished work and I was at home.
And you got bored.
Yeah, and I used to go down and see our Trace every day and she was still
yeah,
smoking. And so I started again and then I didn't smoke till I come out of it. When I come out, I didn't smoke for about a month, 6 weeks because I had so much on my mind.
At the same time now.
Yeah, there's only 3 weeks between Nat and Neil.
Yeah. Did she smoke right away through that?
Yeah.
And
Neil. He was £7 odd. So it makes you feel sometimes when you think that makes you think, well, it didn't affect, you know.
No.
But there again, everybody's different, aren't they?
I think they have got a point. I think it might.
Yeah.
Have some effect on the day.
Well, it's got to. I think we look what it's doing to yourself.
Yeah, I think it must
and
have.
And seeing you've got another life inside you,
it
must be doing something to them, mustn't it?
I mean, I remember you said when he had that problem, you sort of said, do you reckon it's because I spoke? You know, I think you always bring the blame back, don't you?
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
I mean, if your child was born with one arm, you still fucking blame yourself for it,
yeah.
Don't you, at the end of the day,
yeah.
So. It must be difficult. Like I said, I was lucky in the respect that it never, ever appealed to me to smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, from the minute I got pregnant, from the minute I was
I
gone.
Yeah.
I
really stopped myself.
That really turned my stomach. I mean, I remember when I was carrying, a twin, the marriage was already starting to go sour.
Mm.
And he used to go out, oh, it would be all like fucking
tinge things, you know, scrap plus and boots and down there and one thing and another. And we use that sometimes to go put some more people on the phone call. And so much so that if he came home in the night, right, and I was already in bed asleep, I would be able to, he would wake me in the bedroom because I could smell the smoke on him. But he didn't smoke. But we're open in a
in
pub
yeah.
or a nightclub, I could smell.
He smoked fire, didn't he?
Yeah, he smoked like at the end when he managed to smoke now. And I would make him, there and then, no matter what time of the night or morning it was, strip off, I'd go in the shower and wash his hair because I could smell it in bed next to me. Even in his hair, that's how bad it was. And put his clothes downstairs in the washing basket, not even in the bedroom when he took them off because I could smell it. And it would keep me awake, to be honest, don't it? Like, it didn't matter how late it was, he'd stop fucking do it. Because I was a little sleepless, yeah.
You were together when you moved here, though, weren't you? Because I remember you moving in, like, thinking, oh, look at her with three kids.
We were together when we actually moved. It was sort of on and off, really.
And I remember Steve saying, you've ever told her, God, have you seen that girl who's down the road? God, she's lovely. Yeah.
I was
fat
as hell then.
Yeah. God, have you seen her? She's ever so nice. Don't know what her name is.
Oh, don't. You're embarrassed, man.
He did, though, didn't he?
God, I thought I was as fat as hell when I moved up here. I felt really gross. I'll tell you. You made
me blush,
man.
Because I didn't.
Steve,
Dan,
that time
it's after that ashtray
moment.
Yeah.
Like first New Year, yeah.
I hadn't seen you for months. I didn't know you for.
It was a year.
Yeah.
That was a year. We moved in August. Well, that was following the summer. No, it wasn't even then. It was the summer after that. She was trying for it. It was 2 years after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you lived there then, Karen?
3 years.
Good God.
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot, darling.
About 3.5 years. It's beginning.
Hot.
It was in the summer holidays that Matthew was going to start school, so he had just had his fourth birthday. Just had his fourth birthday when we were there. The twins that were coming up for their second. Yeah, Matthew was like Gemma, like Judy's Gemma. Yeah, and by the time I knew you, that was the summer after, because they started nursery that summer.
I remember I worked down the garage, and Chunk used to come in and we'd get them videos with the kids.
Yeah.
Well, that was before you copped out for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
2 years.
That was the second summer I'd been there when you used to come out, because Chunk knew Steve, didn't he? Because he said to me, you remember Roy, don't you, on that day? So that's Roy Oates' son. And he used to, like, if he used to come down with Ashley, or pass out to Ashley, Chuck was used to speak to him. I never saw him smash together on the came in on a Friday night, they planned, it was our dad, Chris Dawn and Danielle, that's right, because that was when she conceived for Emma, I'm hungry that year, so she said, they was like right in the middle of that, what's that noise? She was in the temple though, they're giving it bonking on the air bed, and Matthew wakes up, Uncle Chris, what's that noise? They said, that was when Dawn got pregnant for Emma over there in the tent. And he came in on the Friday, our dad, on the Friday night, and I mean, I was right today. I mean, we'd been in there about 2 weeks, and I was like at the point of like nervous breakdown. Mm. I, you know, I didn't like stay And he said to me, how would you feel about me taking Matthew hungry with us back home? And I said, I don't know. I know it's been for a month. And I said, I don't know. It's a long time. He said, I think you need the break. I think. Because the girls were still little, they didn't sort of understand. I think Matthew suffered. Matthew was the one that suffered through it because he was four. And he was old enough to understand a little bit more. He knew how depressed I was from one thing to another. And it was brushing off on him.
Yeah.
He was having an effect on him. He was getting really... He was beginning to get naughty because he knew what I was at as low.
Yeah.
One thing and another. And I said, oh, I don't know. And then our mum came up on this Sunday and said, look, your father had been chatting to me about taking Matthew. Why don't you let him go? And I said, well, it's a long time, you know, for him to go.
Bye.
And I don't know how he'd react, I don't know what he'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know if he'd listen, he's never been away from home before. And in the end, our Christian dolls, you know, convinced me that they'd take total control, you know, that, because I was worried as well about our dad getting drunk and one thing and another, like, you know. And our Chris said, look, we're going, it's not as though we're not going, we're going, you know, we'll have him in with us too. And I let him go in the end. He was laying back up here, he was supposed to start down there. Because I went down in the stuff, no, they start when they first went back because the car broke down in there, so remember they couldn't get in there because of their conflict. Then usually what they have to have a partnership over from England through the British Embassy, through that they're like AA, over to, and they were like over a week late.
God.
So they just gone like five weeks. He was late to start back to school. They went in the August. And they weren't back like in September for them to start back start school. Because I'd been in the summer holidays and they didn't know if they had a placement for it. That was another thing. And I felt, poor little bastard, got to start a new school. He ain't going to know anyone.
But
he's had a new house, brand new house. You know, then he gets carted off to Umbry for 5 fucking weeks. And, but he was a different child when he got back. The break did do him good and he thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And he did enjoy himself.
Take your baby off.
But Josie Ward makes me laugh even now. She said the first memories I've got of this new little boy that is starting in Mrs. Lamont's class, because she was like, is of this little boy. She said, so excited about starting school. She said, with this pure white hair and the best suntan you could ever
see.
She said, down the corridor, he walked in his school uniform the first morning. She said, and that memory, she said, will always live.
Yeah.
Because when I give her over that picture of the twins, at Christmas, she sort of looked up at me, she said, I got tears in my eyes, am I? And I looked, and like, I was choked as well, and she sort of, I said, yeah, you are, and she said, every time I look at him, it brings back those memories, those first memories of this little boy that we hadn't ever seen, because he was stuck in Hungary. She said, and I'll never forget, she said, we put a name tag on his peg, she said, Minnie come as proud as punch, and he hung his cover. She said, I've been to Hungary. She said, like, I took to him instantly.
Yeah.
She said, my first reaction was, what, you know, what a gorgeous little boy. He sort of pulled through it all, really. He was through it after. And I think, like, the end may have been in good, and it definitely did me good, because I got this game so bad by the time I got home.
Well, yeah, it's not like a week away, is it?
No, I missed him so much.
Like,
it really made me appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Pugsley walking around.
Yeah. Yeah, do brush off on them, and he has been such a bastard. I mean, he really has been a hell of a kid for me for a month or more, you know. All through the moon, then he went sleeping at night, he was up at night, and he was just really giving me really bad grief, you know. He was really naughty, and he was really getting down. Well, I mean, I had the other two, you know. I mean, because it was an eviction, we had to literally move in the one day.
Yeah.
And I mean, we walked through the door, I walked through the kitchen, in, like, through there into the kitchen, and the back window, the kitchen window, was like, you couldn't see out of it.
Because you had it after Mrs. won it, after the old woman.
What a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like what they put us into.
Never.
Unbelievable.
Because now they don't do that nowadays, do they? Because the council go in and.
Do
they? I thought they had to.
They will with eviction.
Oh, eviction, yeah, of course.
Because you can't refuse it.
No.
You just get slammed whatever. You know, whatever they give you, and that's it, and then
I don't think Daniel's going to go to sleep.
No. I haven't been that same way to my fucking
husband. Oh, and?
Yeah. and then include it. And then just go and then concentrate for like 5 minutes. Or not even that, 2 minutes. And you've got to figure
I imagine you cut your time buds going a lot of trouble with him.
Yeah,
I can see it coming. I can see it coming myself.
Mm-hmm.
And get into trouble, you know, the police knocking on the door and
he's picked up the door and he's one of these that rather being encouraged by the good boys, he's
encouraged
by
the bad
boys. Yeah, I mean, some boys are like that.
Yeah. But just saying, imagine Anthony in a couple of years' time going to have Ellsworth police knocking on the door. Or like the bloody teacher throwing the bloody blackboard rubber at him or something.
One of these kids that is encouraged by the naughty children instead of by the good children.
Yeah, you'd rather go with A.
My brother, he was the, our mum has said that, you ask our mum about our Chris, she said, if there was something stupid going on, if there was a stupid boy, our Chris would think that was good. He would, that would
right
be
in